Track 8, Village Signs. Right, we're ready to set off on our alphabetical tour of some of our local village signs. Did you guess where we might begin? Here's Tony to enlighten you.
We start a new series investigating the village signs of Norfolk. Village signs are typically placed along the principal road or in a prominent location, such as a village green or close by the church. The design often depicts a particular feature of the village or a scene from its history, heritage, or culture. They are typically made of wood or metal or a combination of both. The designs are often made by the local community. Although they do appear in villages and towns all over the country, they are more prominent in East Anglia than elsewhere in the country. A is for Acle. Let's find out about the Acle town sign. If we were to head from Norwich along the A47 through all the roadworks, heading towards Great Yarmouth, our main turning point is the roundabout at Acle before hitting the Acle Strait. In Roman times, Acle was a port at the head of a large estuary named Gariensis. Acle is mentioned in the Domesday Book, and in 1253 it was granted a market charter. The name Acle means oak's lee, that is, a clearing in an oak forest. In Tudor times, hundreds of oaks were felled here for timber to construct Elizabeth I's warships. The village sign was originally erected on the green in the centre of the village in August 1974. It was given to the village by two local businessmen. Mr. Norman Chalk donated the sign and Mr. Hay donated the brick base. The sign was carved by Harry Carter. The sign has two sides to it. One shows a yacht, a tree, a windmill and the church tower. It also has a shield and crossed arrows beneath the main sign. The reverse side shows the church tower, a tree, some houses, and a field which has a horse drawing a cart across the main image. The yacht is shown on the River Bure by Acle Bridge. The church tower, which features on both sides, is St. Edmund's Church. The tree is the Folly Tree, an elm which is no longer standing. The windmill, a 30-foot tower mill, stood west of the town. The crossed arrows below the sign relate to St. Edmund's Church. The cart makes its way towards Acle on one side of its double-sided sign. The nature of the load is not clear, but it is possibly produce being taken to market. Acle Folly Tree was the large elm, a local landmark that had been growing on the green for over a century. Concerns about its safety were expressed in the first half of the 1900s by those with houses nearby, but it was still declared to be sound in the late 1960s. It later became a victim of Dutch elm disease and was removed. A plane tree has now been planted in its place. The sign was replaced in 1990 by a fiberglass copy made by Ted Forster. The original sign was subsequently restored and has been suspended over the indoor bowls rink at Acle War Memorial Recreation Centre since 1996. The short piece of post protruding from the original at the recreation centre acts as a time capsule. It contains a shard of 3rd century pottery from a local Roman farm site, a 12th century pottery shard from the first manor house in Acle, a copy of the Acle Chronicles by Brian Grint, a list of historical discoveries in Acle, 103 photographs of Acle dating from 1870 to 1996, and the electoral roll of Acle in 1996. A little of the village itself. The village of Acle is in a prime position, almost equidistant from Great Yarmouth and Norwich, with the River Bure flowing out to the coast in one direction and to the beautiful Norfolk Broads on the other. It is for this reason that the village is known as the Gateway to the Broads. Acle currently has a population of around 2,750 people, yet still retains much of its traditional character. Acle's St Edmund's Church is located on the street. This part-thatched, round-towered church features a dramatic font, a delicate screen, and a disturbing inscription, all from the 15th century. The main body of the church, the nave, is thought, on the evidence of the measurements and wall thickness, to be Norman in origin. The main nave windows are 14th century, and one near the pulpit is Tudor. The walls were probably painted at one time. A very small fragment of a dragon or a serpent-like creature still exists on the wall of the old rude staircase. The stone font in the nave is dated 1410. The 15th-century wooden screen separates the nave from the chancel. It was not made for Acle Church and may have been brought from St Bennet's Abbey or the Augustinian Priory at Weybridge. The 14th-century chancel probably replaced an apse. The windows are 14th-century design, apart from the east window, which holds Victorian stained glass. Join us next time as we explore a Norfolk village, beginning with the letter B.
Well, there's certainly more to a village sign than we might have believed, isn't there? We'll look forward to the next one.